So, you haven't been in here yet.
Huh.
Oh, it's big.
Is it hard planning for all this stuff and scheduling and all that?
It is, but if you keep a good schedule and the trick is you make that schedule and you adhere to it, and then if stuff starts to go into hell in a handbasket, you start to modify it, but you don't abort, right? So we have a plan of the day meeting where we bring all the superintendents and foremans and everybody. We do that every morning at 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
This is where we do our dirty deal.
Okay.
So we have all of our, you know, who's doing what, and them are my calendars, and if I write it on that calendar,
gets done.
It better not change.
Mm-hmm. You must be pretty smart.
No.
I couldn't figure all it out.
Remember, we didn't do it all in a day.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty important meeting that we have every day. Yeah, once a week I walk the entire building, every space.
Really?
Right now it takes me 3 hours and 41 minutes.
Wow.
I just block out half a day and just go walk around, talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go out there in the bowl and take a look.
All right.
So today we're setting that top floor to that piece. You can see that crane's hooked to it. That completes the inner ridge truss. That one goes in next. And after we get that truss locked in, that gives that ridge lateral stability.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these green shoring towers come out. You don't have it braced on this side at all, though. It's like a noodle, right? It wants to bend in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So you just got to brace it on one end, and then we'll take all that down. The Metrodome would have fit inside of here from side to side and wouldn't touch any of the structure.
Looks like the seats are going to be right on top of the field, too.
Folks are going to be cold.
Is it going to be loud?
I think it's going to be loud.
Yeah, good. This thing's going to be amazing, though, when
it
gets done.
Oh, yeah, it'll be nice.
They got, what, 4 levels that they'll have?
7 all in, or 7.
Oh, 7?
From general seating, there'll be a lower club, main concourse seating, upper club, upper, and then top of bowl, and then the upper suites. So there'll be 5 levels of seating, 7 levels in the building. 65,000 people, 2,000 TVs.
Is that right?
So this will be the Vikings Club.
Okay.
You know, one thing nice about this building compared to the Metrodome, all the concourses are open.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting probably for you to see how it all goes together.
Yeah, yeah. So those big doors that open.
See the orange tower for the material hoist? That's the top of the northerlymost door. It's 95 feet tall on the right, and it's like 75 down here. And then you can kind of follow that angle down, with the shortest one being over there to the left of the the yellow mast sticking up. That's how they work. Then that edge seals to this edge. This edge then will seal in. You see that seal going into place?
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking it. It's nice meeting you, too.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, it was amazing. It's going to be an unbelievable place. The way that they put this thing together and the coordination that they do with this is just, it's hard to imagine.